It's not news.
Yes, indeed, it is not news. The triumphant return of what we are possibly calling hashtag not news, possibly calling I can't believe it's not news.
Can I veto that?
You want to veto that?
Yeah.
You were the one who suggested it last year.
Well, I suggested it ironically, and then like all things you love ironically, it becomes serious and you hate yourself.
So we're back to calling this I can't believe it's not news?
Yes,
fantastic, fantastic. All right. In that case, it is the first I can't believe it's not news for 2018. Shan Anderson, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. I had a long break, which I spent entirely on news.com.au, soaking up stories to bring back to this segment because I had nothing better to do and I'm really hooked on junk news now.
I'm really impressed, actually. That's quite a commitment. And of course, in this particular segment, we talk about three rubbishy news stories that kind of ate up everyone's feed, and the one that we should have been paying a bit more attention to. Hit us with the first load of rubbish.
Yeah, look, this is one that came out yesterday, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh.
Look, we know over the break, Triple J changed the date of the Hottest 100, which is a fantastic move. I applaud them.
Same.
Totally agree with it. But this changing of the date has left a vacuum within which white nationalists have been kind of falling over themselves to fill in with their own versions of the Hottest 100. Enter Corey Bernardi. Who has announced his latest contender for the Australia Day Hottest 100 countdown called the hashtag AC100. Now, if that's not a sign we should stop calling not news, hashtag not news, I don't know what is.
Fine, fine.
It sounds like an air conditioning unit, but actually when you Google it, it comes up with an Air Canada flight to Toronto that's just about to board. So there's not that much going around about it, but it's a countdown that's on Spotify. He's just curated a playlist of 100 songs with the word Australia in the title, and you can vote on your favourite one, and democracy.
That sounds amazing. It is, of course, the Australian Conservatives 100, I assume, his political party.
Oh, it's your pretty... Yeah, it's definitely the Australian Conservatives 100, but it's your pretty bog-standard pub cover band repertoire. There's not much variating. There is a surprise contender, I guess, Advance Australia Fair, which I'm sure is nobody's favourite.
Nobody's favourite at all.
I'm allowed to say that about the national anthem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look, we can like it, we can sing it. Doesn't mean it's everyone's favourite.
Yeah.
My favourite thing to come out of this is his Twitter spat with Darren Hayes, who asked that his song be removed.
Yeah, a lot of artists have pointed out that, you know, their song is actually anti-nationalist. I mean, there's even songs like Treaty by Yothu Yindi on the list, Solid Rock by Gowanna, which is just, I mean, if you don't recognize the song by the name, if you hear it, you'll remember it from like generations bygone ingrained into your genes. It's just one of those ones that's on constant rotation. And it's about, you know, Aboriginal sovereignty. There's a lot here that maybe Corey Bernardi wasn't paying that much attention to when he put it on the list.
Well, I hope this all works out for him, I'm sure. It'll be a delight.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. What else are we looking at?
In other shocking, big and important news, Trump went to the doctor this week.
Yes, he did.
And this has been eating up the news cycle when the White House doctor announced good news. This is a qualified medical professional speaking. The good news is that Trump is in fantastic shape for a 71-year-old who eats nothing but cheeseburgers and does zero exercise and is filled with hate. So really not that good, but he might make it to the end of the presidency.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Look, he said his exact words were that he was in good health, but he just needed some dietary adjustments, which I'm assuming is like virgin sacrifices and the elixir from the Philosopher's Stone.
Ooh.
Something's got to get him over the finish line here.
Yeah, something does. Or maybe just not those cheeseburgers in bed that we were reading about over summer.
It's crazy. And he was saying as well, he does need to lose some weight. And it's kind of started this Twitter movement. Twitter, the home of all important social movements over the past 6 months. It's called the Girther Movement, and it's of skeptics who aren't sure that Trump is weighing what the doctor says he is, which is 108 kilos. And it's poking fun at the whole, like, Obama Birther Movement thing, but the whole thing is just ridiculous. It's not news. I'm putting it in the bin.
Yeah, please do, because it's the most ridiculous thing to be paying attention to. Like, the idea that we should get angry over the fact the president might be getting a doctor to lie about his height and weight.
Yeah.
That's what we're worried about? Come off it. All right, what about number three?
Oh, I've just been getting increasingly angry during these, and this is a personal gripe that I just really wanted to whinge about for a couple of minutes. It's the Australian Open. That's not my gripe. I love tennis. But cue jokes from you, Nick, about the tennis, which I don't think you're a fan of.
I've never made a joke about the tennis because I don't understand it enough to make a joke about it.
Oh, see, when I was thinking about this, I thought Nick's going to hate the tennis.
I'm neutral about tennis. I don't understand it, and I don't know why people watch it.
Well, I love watching it.
Good.
And I think it's a great sport. And in the news this week, something just infuriating. There was a match between Belarusian player Anya Sabalenka and Australian Ashleigh Barty. And it made headlines because when Anya Sabalenka plays, she makes a noise when she hits the ball.
Right.
Now, she's been copping a lot of flack over this particular noise, which, I'll be honest, sounds like a shriek. It's not a pleasant sound. And during her match this week, the crowd had to be silenced by the umpire because they kept imitating her shriek and it was interrupting the gameplay, which is kind of funny, but horribly unfair. It's like watching someone getting bullied.
It is.
On TV. And the thing that bugs me the most about all these headlines is that this happens every single year. Female players get called out for the noises they make when they hit a ball.
They do, every year. Even I know that.
And you know who else makes weird noises when they're playing tennis?
Dudes.
Men. They sound like they're getting punched in the junk every time they hit the ball. No headlines.
All right, so into the bin with that one as well?
Into the bin.
Okay, and take us out with what we should have been paying attention to.
Okay, this is a unfolding story. There's a lawsuit happening in Australia, and it has to do with press freedom. So in the Northern Territory, the NT News, political reporter Chris Walsh is suing his employers because he says he was unfairly dismissed in 2014 because, I guess allegedly, his editor was being blind copied into his requests to the head of the chief minister's department. So when he was sending requests for information to the government, his claim is that his editor was secretly being copied into his emails, and that led to him being sacked because he was asking too many questions.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think this is a really interesting case that I think as it goes to the courts, we'll find out a lot more. But it does raise questions about the power of the media in Australia and who's kind of controlling who and where the power really lies. So, I mean, this is just a small story at the moment, but it is one I would like to follow and see what comes of it.
Yeah, look, I'd be really curious because that sounds like an absolute rabbit hole if we start heading down it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Shane Anderson, thank you very much.